This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ramos, ball game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Hey, don't you disrespect Elliot Ramos like that. Fans out in San Diego booing him when they clearly interfered on what was not a home run from Xander Bogaerts. Dwayne Kuiper on the call right there as the Gigantes get the job done. 4-3 the final there. Got a little shaky in the seventh inning. I was like, oh, they're going to cough this thing up. But they get the four runs, and that's all they need in the first inning, Joe. As I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, Matt Nahagian, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, and getting ready for this lovely Tuesday here in the Bay. And we'll start with Elliot Ramos. And before we even get to the game, Joe, we need to get into what was said before the game, or I should say what was released on an article from Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle. But good morning, Joe. Two in a row. Giants, they're three games under 500. We'll see. But good win. There you go.
So many things happened in this game.
There's so much.
So, like, you know, when you start off the game, home run, and they say that's only the fifth time in the history of the Giants that that's happened, that's pretty insane.
Like on the road, right? That's what it is? Yeah, to start a road game.
That's pretty insane.
It is.
That's pretty insane.
Time ever. I know.
No, I mean, they've been a team since, like, 1875.
I know.
That is kind of insane. You know, like, so that's just crazy in itself. And for Ramos, of all people, to hit the home run to start the game and then be involved in another home run situation on the other end, I thought that was a home run that Bogaerts hit. They said that it was, you know, fan obstruction. I don't even know. But well, I thought he had a clear play on it. It looked like it went through his glove. But I understand that, like, the fan was kind of obstructing him to a degree. But I'm also a guy that's making plays near trees myself when I'm playing ball, even though it's not the majors.
I mean,
who knows? Who freaking knows?
Well, you said it right there. That by definition is obstruction because the fan reached over and kind of blocked his eyes and his vision. So, like, that by itself is obstruction. Even though he didn't touch the ball, he was reaching over. And once you reach over into the stands, all bets are off as far as I'm concerned, because you could have hit the ball or he got in his way in his vision.
I didn't think the fan like went over in like down into the field of play. Like up and over is one thing. Like to me, like if you're up and over, I sound insane.
Yeah, well,
but like if you're up and over, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think the fans were egregiously in the wrong.
In fairness, had the fan not been there, there's a high likelihood that Ramos did what he did anyways.
And it would have been a home run off of his glove, Jose Canseco style.
Jose Canseco style.
Right? So I don't know. I don't know. But I thought that whole play was... It was one of those, I don't know. I legitimately don't know if it was a home run or not.
I mean, it was the Elliot Ramos day, right? And I referenced it. You know, the article was released. Columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, Scott Osler. We all know him. We've had him on the station many a times. And he had a one-on-one with Ramos. And Ramos, you know, the quote was, and we all got leaked. And all we all saw it late afternoon yesterday before the game. This is the quote. Outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person he is when talking about Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we're winning, everybody was on our side. Now, it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Again, that was Elliot Ramos defending Bob Melvin. And the Giants amidst this horrible stretch of baseball, worst stretch of baseball he's seen in quite some time with this club. And he told that to Scott Osler, the San Francisco Chronicle. And that was, you know, the big bugaboo before the game. It's like, Elliot Ramos, he's calling out the fans? What? When you saw those comments, Joe, what did you think?
Well, a variety of things. And number one, you know, I just came from a party with a bunch of people, you know, in my wife's side of the family that have dual citizenship in the Philippines. And sometimes there are things that they are trying to say. They have good English, you know what I mean, for the most part. But there are certain things that they're trying to say in her family, some of her aunties who are in their late 80s. And maybe it just gets received or said in a way that they don't interpret or mean to be said that way. And I just know that Elliot, who can speak pretty good English, I didn't know the context of the conversation that he was having from the article and how it was extracted. Was it on face value? Was he trying to say something? Whether it be a guy who, or a person or a woman who understands, you know, who's born in this country and fluently could speak English, or was it interpreted in a wrong way? That was my initial impression. Mm. Okay. And I think people can cringe when you just even bring that up. And it's like, no. Like, I recognize this with my wife's family where there are things that they're saying that they don't mean it to come out the way that it comes out, and it lands in my lap in a way, or it lands in their lap in a way that they interpret in a different way. So that was the first thing I thought of, okay? And I think that's just being culturally aware. Like not everyone has perfect grammar. Doesn't matter if you're born in this country or not. And sometimes you're defending someone without trying to criticize someone else. So in this circumstance, I thought Elliot was trying to have his manager's back. I don't think he was coming at the fans. And I also think, like, fans, and I do want to say this PSA to Giants fans.
Oh.
Elliot Ramos, that's who we're going to come down the road of? Really? This whole year? And look, Elliot has made a lot of mistakes on the field. Elliot Ramos is one of the one young bright spots over the last couple of years. Finally made an all-star game last year. First homegrown outfielder all-star since Chili Davis. And that's the guy we're going to give zero leeway to? You're going to hammer that guy because we're angry at ownership, because we're angry at the manager, because we're frustrated that the entire team has underperformed? That guy? We're not going to give him a little bit of leeway? I get it. We're frustrated, fans. Like, I'm frustrated. I'm certainly not happy. I know the guys in the dugout aren't happy. I get we want to, like, crucify everybody for every little thing. And Ramos he's had some moments this year that have frustrated all of us, whether it be defensively, running the bases, you know, all that.
Rose.
But that's the guy we're going to crush? Shame on us. Shame on us as a fan base. Like, honestly, like, we can't allow a guy to have a back of a manager who's the only manager for the Giants who's actually played Ramos more than like a week at a time. You know, of course that guy's going to defend that guy. Of course he is. I get it. Like, let's have a little bit of perspective here. Ramos back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Never had an opportunity to solidify himself at any single point. And whether we think Bob Melvin stinks or not is irrelevant. That's the one guy, Bob Melvin, who's actually played Elliot Ramos for an extended period of time. Of course he has his back. I call that some loyalty. I actually applaud him for that. And us Giants fans have to come down his road? It's kind of like, I just think it was a bad look by us as a fan base, a media contingent. Have a little bit of perspective.
Well, I think the fans, I mean, before this comment, and obviously we'll read the comments from what Ramos said at batting practice yesterday before the game, because he wanted to clarify said comments about the fans. But a lot of fans, and I was listening because Willard and Dids were talking about it when it came out. You know, there was a lot of people calling in about it and say, you know, they just didn't strike the right tone. Ramos needed to strike the right tone, and it's just not the right moment for him to be talking about the fans right now when the fans are the ones that are showing up still. Even when this team has been that bad, the fans are the ones showing up. I'm just telling you what I was hearing from the station yesterday. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just getting it from the fan perspective here, from some fans they're frustrated. It's like, listen, just don't say anything at that point. In the last line, I think it was the one that stuck out to me when he said, fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Yeah, exactly. That, at the end of the day, fans are going to be fans. They're going to be frustrated. Exactly. That's what fans do. And that's what I was getting from Elliot Ramos yesterday. And honestly, I actually appreciated him saying that because it was him being frustrated. Like, he's just frustrated about the whole situation. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Sam, the players, the manager, they're all frustrated. And that was a frustrated comment I heard from Elliot Ramos yesterday. And it was actually refreshing because how much time did we talk in our pre-show meetings? Often, like, is someone going to get mad? Is someone going to get angry? Is someone going to get upset and say, like, this isn't right what we're watching? Something needs to change? Well, Ramos is mad and upset, but he's saying, hey, you can be mad. You can be angry. We're angry, too. Don't come at my manager like that, though. Because he cares. Don't question the care of my manager when he's got my back, as you mentioned, every single day. He's got the players' backs every single day. Like, that's not.
But the fans have a right to be disappointed overall. I get it.
Yes,
but,
they do.
But here's my thing. Like, we really going to be raged out over Elliot Ramos having the back of his manager? I mean, like, honestly,
of all the guys on
this team, you know what I mean? Like, the guy's making 750 grand. He has been so much better. Like, he's the one young everyday player every day. He plays every single day. The one young everyday player this organization can hang their hat on as someone like, hey, we developed him.
Yeah, but he's been captain struggle bus the last 2 months. He's been struggling mightily.
Joe.
I'm just telling you.
All true. He's had some boneheaded plays in the field. There's all, and yet still, he's been a bright spot. Would you agree?
No, for the totality of the season, I agree. But him slumping amidst this Giants massive slump has been very difficult for Giants fans. Also, the Bob Melvin aspect of it. No one's defending Bob Melvin right now. No one. So that's why they're looking for a reason. That's what I'm telling you. Fans are looking for anyone.
I understand that.
Oh, you're defending Bob? No, that's bad. That's bad. You can't do that.
But ever if there was a guy to give a little grace to, wouldn't it be Ramos? And wouldn't it be Ramos regarding his affection for that manager, given that's the only guy that's given him a chance? Like, I just, have you not been watching Giants baseball? Like, if this was a couple years ago, we would have treated Ramos like Mac Williamson or, you know, one of these other, like, also-rans coming in and out of AAA. Like, they have had a pipeline of 4A outfielders who have never gotten an opportunity. And I'll give Bob this bit of credit. He's actually stuck with Ramos for two straight years, it feels like.
Connor Joe.
Who do you expect him to have the backup? I don't know, man.
You want to hear his comments yesterday after batting practice? So this is later on. Would you like to hear them? I can give them to you. So
no, I do. And like, yeah. Here's a great example. I brought up kind of just the language thing. And I see all the comments flowing in. I have one person from the 510. Joe, as a Filipino, I 100% agree. You're spot on. Then the very next person, you're a dumbass. You know, typical white person blaming on accent. Forget race for a second. Dylan Gabriel speaks pretty good English. Dylan Gabriel did an interview after his preseason game number 2 against whoever the Browns were playing, where he performed pretty well. And I saw everyone take his comments out of context, where he was talking about some people are entertainers and some people are competitors. Now, apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently he's been saying a line similar to that going back to his Oregon days. Yeah. And everybody lost their minds and we raged out over him. He's talking about Shador Sanders. So this is not just about whether it's English, whether it's speaking in a second or third language. To me, this is more of a reflection of society. We rage out over everything and we can't allow, and I'm guilty of it too. I freely admit I'm part of the mob at times. We can't let the dust settle a little and have a little, like an ounce of perspective on anything. We have to lose our minds.
And this was Ramos. These are the comments made. This is via Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm reading his column right here. Before batting practice, Elliot Ramos, quote, "I love the fans and they always show me love in the field. I have nothing against them. Every time I'm walking on the streets with my family, they love me and I love them back. All I'm trying to say is in the inner circle, obviously not even you guys that are reporters know what's going on in the clubhouse. All I want to say is that Bob is a great manager. I'm just trying to have Bob's back. I'm just trying to support him." There you go.
Which I think is a is that not reasonable?
It's very reasonable, but it's not the in vogue thing to do right now if you're a Giants fan, because Bob Melvin's enemy number one here in the Bay Area. So that's why people are frustrated. It's like, why are you having his back? I want to be able to hate Bob Melvin. You can't do that. But I think fans, you, I, everyone, need to take some perspective here and say, listen, just because you're fed up with the guy doesn't mean the players are fed up with the guy.
I just don't understand why we can't allow a little bit of grace. Everything needs to go all the way to the other. Let's destroy Elliot Ramos. Like, I'm frustrated too. But of all the guys on the team, and I know, look, Joe, your point about, heck, he's made a lot of mistakes defensively and base running, no doubt. Do we not think that the guy tries hard?
Of course. He's not, if I'm looking at the problems of the season, I'm not looking at Elliot Ramos. I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
He's actually one of the pieces I'm looking forward towards the future of being like, okay.
And that's why.
This is a young pillar.
The reaction blew me away, quite frankly. It blew me away how angry. And to me, it speaks of Giants fans are so upset over everything that's going on. We're looking for the bad guy. We're looking for the bad guy and we're trying to create an enemy. And it's like, hey, sometimes it just ain't your year. And yeah, they probably are going to make some changes. This isn't our year. Let's not take it out on Elliot Ramos. I just want to defend the guy. I feel bad for him.
Were the baseball gods in his favor yesterday, Joe, after that non-call home run? It was overturned. Xander Bogaerts looked like it just flipped off Elliot Ramos's glove. Fan gets the obstruction there.
That was such a crazy play.
It was very crazy. And Ramos talked about it.
Not really. I did think I had it easier than that. But whenever I was about to catch it, I saw that like his arms was like over me, kind of. So I was guessing like, no, it hit the arm or something. So when I was trying to catch it, it just like hit my glove. And then I saw the replay. It doesn't show. It only shows the guy on the bottom. It doesn't show the guy on the top. But he was like over me, literally over me, and his whole body was across the wall, so he just like clipped the finger a little bit.
And then the fans, the Boo Birds, were out in San Diego after that call was overturned, and things are not going well for the Padres right now. What have they lost? 4 in a row? Not looking good for San Diego, although the Dodgers did lose yesterday too on a walk-off against the Colorado Rockies. Don't see that every day. So they're still only a couple games back in the NL West race. But Ramos did talk about the Padres fan booing him.
I mean, I'm just saying it's not my fault. I'm not the one who overturned the call. Like, you know, I mean, why are you mad at me? I'm just here playing. But some of them were laughing, smiling. Some of them were talking a lot of trash. I'm like, all right, I'm here for it.
I like a little pause. Talking a lot of trash. There you go. I need to make sure my comments are clear this time.
When Casey Schmidt booted the ball, picked it up, and fired it like 7,000 feet to the right on Devers, two things flashed before my eyes. A, they're blowing this game, and B, oh my God, Devers, please don't like throw your left arm out on that play as the runner is coming down the base, because that's how you could separate your shoulder and be out for the year. You know, like,
or tear a ligament in the elbow. Yeah, something.
We have a phrase, eat it, right? Meaning the play's dead. Don't throw the ball around. And that was a classic case of Schmidt should have just ate that ball. And I think we all were thinking the same thing. Uh-oh, here comes Ryan Walker. And you know what? Credit Ryan Walker for stabilizing things. And we got to Randy Rodriguez in the ninth, Joe. We finally got to Randy. And it was kind of an adventure, but I thought he looked good.
It was fine. Hey, listen, you won the game.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. It doesn't.
Exactly.
4-3. You've won two in a row. Get another one. It's called a winning streak, Joey. Can they do it? Can they sustain this thing?
That was actually a 500.
There you go. There was a lot baked into it. It was fun. Like, and it's the Padres, and they're struggling, and you're down in San Diego. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And by the way, it's Tuesday. Going forward, you know what Tuesdays are. Football season's here. Preseason game 3 starting this weekend against the Chargers. 7:30 today. Brian Baldinger, River Island's guest line. R95.7 The Game. NFL Insider, Baldy Breakdowns. You know him. You love him. 7:30 today. Can't freaking wait. Talk to Baldy. And there's a lot to get into when it comes to the Niners, their depth chart. We have an interesting soundbite we're going to get to from one Greg Olson, who had some recent comments. And no, not about Tom Brady, not about the broadcast booth, although he did have a podcast with Tom, and I thought that whole thing was tremendous. Greg Olson and Tom Brady, and just the person that Greg Olson is, and, you know, not being having any anger towards Tom Brady for basically taking his job, just speaks to the person that Greg Olson is. But he had some interesting comments about what separates the good from the great to the Hall of Famers in the NFL. And I think that's a conversation we need to discuss, because the Niners feel like they got a lot of Hall of Famers on this squad right now, Joe. Kyle Shanahan spoke to it. He's like, hey, we got a lot of borderline Hall of Famer guys right now. If their careers ended, they'd be going to the Hall. You know, the Trent Williams of the world, Christian McCaffrey's, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle. A lot of these players, right? Do they still have a career year left in them, though? That's the conversation. And I am genuinely curious to ask Baldy about that at 7:30, if he feels that way. Because depending on the position, if they can get a career year out of one or two of those guys, absolutely they could be in the playoffs and making noise. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Real quick, though, on the Giants, I want to put a bow on it on the other side, Joe, because talking about Bob Melvin, and do fans have a right to be angry at the players for defending Bob? Like, Bob being that guy, this the martyr, if you will, for Bay Area sports, just exhaustion. It feels like whether it's the Niners, whether it's the Warriors, or the Giants in here, you got to have a whipping boy. And it feels like Bob Melvin's that guy right now. And is that okay? Is that the right thing to do? Should we be frustrated with just one guy? 888-957-9570. We'll get into that on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Gang. game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come.
I miss the excitement of my team is going to the playoffs.
Right.
And like there's a whole energy at the stadium that just, it like everything kind of upticks.
Almost like how the Valkyries games have been. Like the vibe and the tone around it from everyone is just so different. The Padres games are very similar like that, but not one. Not two, but three home runs in the first, Joey?
I know.
Three?
I know. Wilmer was so due. I mean, I feel like Wilmer hasn't hit
a home run in like months, it feels like.
I mean, it's just,
ones that have mattered anyways. That's what it feels like, right? But it's nice to see Devers. Nice to see Ramos, obviously, the day that he had, right?
The Jung Hoo Lee catch? What do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, which one? We didn't even get to the one that happened the other day in the knees. Remember that? What did Kipe say? It was the catch of the decade?
Like, I don't know about that. I mean, the Gregor Blanco saving a perfect game. Well, I guess that wasn't more than a decade ago. So
yeah, see, there you go. Yeah,
trying to think. Catch of the decade. Let me think about that.
Didn't
the Yaz play against the fence?
Didn't Denzel Clark have one earlier where he was like Spider-Man?
Oh, I thought he went just Giants.
Oh, sorry. Well, no, he said catch of the decade. He doesn't say care what team. He said catch of the decade.
Yeah, well, Denzel Clark had like two in the same week. That might have been better.
And that's going to be a great catch from Denzel Clark.
No, that is our speedy catch of the week. Second one.
I need to stop doing that. By the way, I did mention the Valkyries, and coming up tonight, 7:00, the Valkyries are taking on the Phoenix Mercury. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts at 6:30. K-Bone, my guy, Kevin Dana, going to be on the call alongside Sophia Jones. We will be locked into that, Joe.
You know, like, everybody can kind of relate to this. When you are working for either an employer, a boss, somebody, and they may not even have to be your best friend, but someone from the outside, whether that's a work partner or a colleague or someone in the industry, a peer or whatever, or maybe just a family member, will start like dissing somebody that you work with. And you're like, hey, look, like, come on, man. I got to work with that. Like, right. You just try to like shun it a little. Yeah. And when we have these conversations, you know, they're not public. They're not going to be like regurgitated across media when you talk about somebody that you work with. But we've all been in those situations where you're feeling uncomfortable and you feel obligated to defend someone that maybe you don't even like. You might not. Like, I've been there. I've defended it. And you're like, I'll say something along the lines of like, hey man, like, I work with those people. Like, I don't really want to talk about that right now. They're good dudes. Like, so-and-so's a good person or whatever. Even if I know in the back of my head, yeah, they're not very good at their job.
Right.
I feel like I have to publicly defend that individual because it's the right thing to do. It's tact. It's class, right? And so
keep it in the family.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, when you're out here blasting everybody and going after, you know, the manager, like, what good happens with Elliot Ramos pointing the finger at his coach?
It would be worse. It would pour gasoline on a fire that's like just starting to get out of control already.
And like, if, like, we all have this sense of loyalty, right? Again, I go back to, like, Bob Melvin's the only guy that's actually played this guy, Elliot Ramos, from day one. Doesn't that matter a little?
Well, he's an all-star under Bob. It matters a lot. Like, he owes Bob a lot right now, Elliot Ramos. So yes.
Let me give you a Warrior Cross analogy.
Oh.
When Mark Jackson got fired, all the fans knew it was the right thing to do. The offense was completely... No.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Not all the fans. A big segment of the fans thought it was the right thing to do.
There was a contingent that was like, what are we doing here?
No doubt. And, I remember calling it a Damon show back in the day, and I told Damon, like, they absolutely had to do this ISO with 3 minutes to go against the Clippers, you know, just trying to post up Steph Curry. What are we doing?
No offensive philosophy.
It was just awful. Yeah. But there are four or five things that were true. He did get the Warriors to play great defense. He did empower Steph and Clay. He was the right coach at the right time, right?
Totally.
But it was also the right time to move off him. Now, I remember when they did that, Steph Curry publicly really supported Mark Jackson. Really supported. What's he supposed to do? Like, Mark empowered him. I don't think he becomes Steph Curry without having that tenure with Mark Jackson. Saying, yeah, there's not a shot on the floor that you can't take. right? Yep. Now, was he the right coach to coach them moving on? Probably not. Vernon Davis. Mike Singletary did save his career, right? Now, Mike Singletary sucked as a coach. Sucked. But there were a few guys that you could point to. Willis was one of them, who said he had a huge impact on my career. I think Ramos looks at Bob Melvin, maybe not to the same degree that Steph looks at Mark Jackson or Vernon Davis looks at Mike Singletary, but similarly, like, hey, this guy's believed in me. Like, what am I going to do, run this guy out of town? Like, this guy's had my back. So as a Giants fan who has been watching for the last couple of years, I don't understand why we as a fandom are going after Elliot Ramos for having this guy's back, knowing that backstory. We're more sophisticated than that. I know we're angry. I'm angry too. We're all ticked off at that they're underperforming. But we're really going to run Ramos, you know, into the ground for just having his manager's back in August? Not the last weekend of September, in August? Well, they got to play another month?
What do you think was the more, like, part of the comment here, and I do have the comments, and it's, you know, it's Elliot Ramos. He's talking with Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle, and he talks about the fans, and he talks about, you know, Bob Melvin and saying, when we were winning, everything was all great, and now we're not, and everyone's against us. Like, is it the fact that he's defending Bob Melvin that triggered people, or was it that he used the word fans? You think?
Probably the fans part of it. You know, anytime you reference the fans and it can be interpreted in any negative way, you're just throwing gasoline on it, right? Yeah. That's number one. But I also think that, like, I just think Giants fans are so angry right now, and they can't take it out on Buster, and they can't take it out on ownership, that they're going to find any little thing to just
it's so interesting, though, because, yeah, they could be angry. Maybe it's just the silent majority or the minority of the fan base that are the ones calling and speaking about this. And Richie in Queens, I see you. We'll get to you in a second. But people are going to the game still. Like, they're selling out games still. So, like, this whole consternation, we're all angry and pissed off. If you're truly angry and pissed off, you usually don't show up.
That's a good point.
Right?
But that's a really good
people
point.
Are showing up. So it's like, are we really that angry at this team? Because when we're really angry, you've seen it with the Niner fans. You talk about it all the time. You couldn't sell tickets to go to some Niner games, and they were god-awful. Like, this team's not god-awful. I understand that. They're not awful. They've been playing awful baseball the last few months. But this team in totality isn't truly awful. Fans are still showing up. And yet we're going at Ramos for defending his guy in a season where it didn't go the way they wanted, and yet still isn't over technically. I think they're, what, 5.5 back now for the third wild card. I know. Don't shoot the messenger. I have to say it. The season's not over for them yet. They can go on a run here. What does Mark Willard say? It's allowed to happen. It is allowable. That could happen. They could go on a run here and still make the playoffs. But this whole consternation and vitriol, like, it's not really adding up when we're still selling out the stadium. Like, it's very odd to me.
Well, and the other part that we can never really calculate is, like, we only see we're talking a sliver of the amount of interactions that they have with fans online.
Correct.
Because there's the people that go to games, and there's the whole heckling aspect, which, again, some hear it, some don't, some are worse, and I'm not condoning any of that behavior, but Casey Schmidt had to make his entire Instagram account private at one point this year. Mm. So there's been a lot of weird energy, and I don't think this is exclusive to Giants fans. I think this is just fandom in the modern age is bizarre to me, where we're like DMing people hate because they didn't hit your parlay on a prop or something like that. There's just a whole weird ecosystem online that is not a accurate representation of real Giants fans.
Oh, you're telling me online isn't real?
That's been my... How long have I been saying that?
Well, I'm hot take, right? Shout out Twitter, shout out Instagram, shout out Facebook.
No, but I think more and more and more, I tend to understand where the players are coming from, where they open up their phone. Like, this is their example. They open up the phone, and it's just negative, negative, negative. Not that they don't see the positive. There's lots of positive, too. But the negative sticks out with you. That's human nature.
Absolutely.
And so you're always on the defensive. And then, given the slide that they've been on, I mean, when you're referenced to 1901 for 3 weeks straight because you went 13-14 losing at home, yeah, you're going to be a little sensitive.
We'll get into more of this on the other side. Richie in Queens plus Brian Baldinger, 7:30, courtesy of River Island's Baldy Breakdowns are back, baby. We'll talk about the Niners' second preseason game, what he saw, and what he looks forward to seeing. And I do think there's also a Kyle Shanahan, Jim Harbaugh conversation to have at some point today. We will get to it. More Giants calls on the other side. By the way, I mentioned it. Football Talk is back on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the type of person he is, Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now, it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. That was Elliot Ramos talking to Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle. Does Ramos have a point, or just using the word fans, is that taking it too far? Whenever you go with the fans as a professional athlete, Joe, you have got to be very careful, because there's no coming back from going at a fan base that has, as I mentioned, shown up for you time in and time out the season during an absolute horrific stretch the last 2 months, Joe, where this team has been god-awful. They're still selling out Oracle Park. They're still showing up. Even when the product has been god-awful, even when guys like Elliot Ramos are throwing scud missiles into the ground, when he doesn't know what an infield fly rule is, they're supporting him. And now he's coming at us, the fans? I understand that fans were frustrated yesterday. Now, he did clarify his comments, and maybe he was told within the organization about it. But I understand fans being upset. Your retort to that would be what?
my retort? Why are we so soft? Just because he said fans? He's not talking about you. He's not talking about me. He's talking about the psychotic, crazy lunatics online that are always going to be there, that are the anonymous accounts that spew hate. Now, are we frustrated? Of course. This reminds me of my favorite quote of all time. The NCAA was so mad at UCLA and North Carolina for cheating, they suspended Louisiana Monroe. You know what I mean? Like, right. We're so mad at freaking Bob Melvin. We're just going to any you said fans? You have to be talking about me. I'm coming at you, Ramos. Like, I'm listening to the boss make his pitch about why anything referencing the fans, I'm going to be sensitive about. Stop being a bunch of San Francisco Karens. I mean, my God. I can't believe it.
This isn't San Francisco inclusive.
I'm talking about San Francisco Giants fans. I'm taking the San Francisco Giants fans and saying, stop being San Francisco Karen fans.
Well, because if Ramos did this in, let's say, New York, he would be getting absolutely destroyed and eviscerated. Just using the word fans, if this was Philadelphia, if this was Boston, if this was any major market, Chicago Cubs, like, he'd be getting crushed right now. And I guess in the San Francisco media sense, from the caller perspective yesterday, he kind of got crushed, if you will. But even then, it doesn't feel like it's, you know, we're totally crucifying the guy. We're just saying, hey, the fans have supported you in some bad baseball the last couple months, Elliot.
I think that's a misnomer. I actually think it's a misnomer. This thing that the East Coast is more diehard. You tell me.
I never said they were more diehard. I said they'd be crushing him. I would have seen it on New York Post already.
Forget the media outlets for a second, Joe.
Well, it's hard to. That's why we're talking about this. We're literally talking about this because
print journalism does not exist the way that you think it does anymore. You know what does? Instagram and TikTok and all that. And you tell me, when you go online, does the Bay Area sports fan voice their concerns and their issues on their teams? Boy, it feels like Jonathan Kuminga generates a ton of buzz around the country.
Of course. Again, I got this quote from a media outlet from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, I know. And who ran with it? Not the other media outlets, even though we talked about it. The fans went berserk.
Yeah.
I think this misnomer that the New York fan, they just care more. BS.
I never
Niner
said they
fans
care more.
Lost their minds on Brandon Ayuk and wanted to run him out of town. Okay? Lost their minds. Lost their minds. We've lost our minds about Jordan Poole. We've lost our minds about Kuminga. I think the Bay Area sports fan is as rabid and insane. And I think that, for example, we'll Elliot Ramos and Casey Schmidt, a lot of these guys are getting bombarded with negativity. And so when they say fan out there, they're just talking about like the online presence of negativity. And I do think that it's overwhelming in this market.
I do think when you say fans are going to be fans, we can't do nothing about that. You're poo-pooing fans in general. It's like fans are going to fan. That's kind of how like people perceived it. Now, it's a quote, so I don't know how he actually said it. I'm just telling you, Joe, how it comes off and how people and fans perceive it. And they felt
ticked
off about
it. If you feel that way, I think you're being extra sensitive. That's my personal opinion. I think you're being extremely sensitive.
Of course,
and
it's sensitive time. People are pissed off. Fans are sensitive right now.
But what are we mad at? We're mad at Ramos?
We're mad at the team sucking and Ramos throwing it into the ground.
So we're not mad at the messenger. We're not mad at the messenger. We're frustrated with the results. That's what we are.
But we're also kind of mad at the messenger who's kind of sucked the last couple months, honestly. So Ramos has not been good the last few months. He just hasn't
been. He's had some bad mistakes, but Joe, he's also been one of your better hitters since the All-Star break.
Which isn't saying that too much.
No, that's facts. Like, these are facts. Like, let's deal in reality. He leads the team in hits. He plays every single day. He hasn't hit a lot of home runs in the second half, but he's been a highly productive player for you. Like, yeah, he's frustrated me with some base running and some defensive gaffes that have been all over the place. There's no doubt about it. That being said, on this team, he's arguably your second or best everyday player. Like, those are the facts.
Richie is in Queens, wants to join in on the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. Elliot Ramos's comments on the fans going to be fans and we can't do nothing about it. Is that fair or foul? Richie, what's going on, man?
Hey, boys, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, real quick, you touched on football. I'm going to the Giant Niner game, so just as a little, I go to one game a year, so I look forward to that. As far as the baseball comments, look, in reality, what he should have said is, don't lay it on the manager. We stink at this point in time. When you touch the fans, the old adage, and I've seen that for years, you can't win. And I think of all the people and how bad he's been at times and some of the most egregious plays I've ever seen. And the fans back him. I watch every game. There's been no booing. And it is a little bit more egregious sometimes. I disagree with the comment about if it's New York, they're going to put it on the front page. That's what they did to Baez. That's what they did to Lindor. And he got a lot of grief. So if the fans are a little upset in an epic, epic collapse, you know, you live with it. And he hasn't earned the right to say that, anything about the fans. He just hasn't, because I don't think he's been abused at all. And like I said, I've seen three or four plays that he's made that are just incredibly bad, and they've backed him. So, but on the other side, get out of it. It's not the end of the world. He came out and said, look, my family, I walk down the street. They're great with me. They respect me. And whether management told him, because I don't remember in all the years I'm watching now, you know, the guys, I don't remember that many incidents where, you know, fans had a real major problem with one of the good players. So it could have been his own. Maybe he thought about it. Or he was told, you've got to clear this up. So move on. It's over. I've seen a lot worse. So I just think it, you know, you don't touch the fan base. You just never win that way.
Thanks, Richie. It's Richie.
You know, you probably ended up being right. I just look at it as a young player who, again, this isn't him holding court in the middle of the clubhouse with a bunch of reporters all there and everything is on camera and on the record. That to me, I delineate a difference. Now, other people may not. I know. You know, you made a point during the break, like, well, if this was on a podcast, would we have viewed
Correct.
It differently?
Correct. And I do think that matters, because we're just reading a quote, Joe. And you take a quote, and you, in your mind, you're going to perceive, everyone's going to read it differently. Their own inner monologue is going to be different, right?
Sure.
So when the quote I see here saying, but fans are going to be fans, we can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, but I think it would have hit way harder for me if he's in a scrum and there's a bunch of people who say, you know, fans are going to fan. And I could hear the tone and I could see the body language. I would be like, all right, you know, there we go. This to me, how it lands in my lap is, he's having a conversation. Oscar's going around the room talking to different guys. You know, he doesn't know where this is going. And he's just talking. It's the end. It's the dog days of August. I'm not triggered by it, and I'm kind of disappointed that Giants fans are triggered by it.
Brought to you by Golden State, Sir, and the Bear. For three generations, when you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Jordan in Walnut Creek also wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's up, Jordan? You're on the Morning
Roast.
Jordan.
What's happening, guys? I'm just really bummed out about Julio Ramos. He's here complaining about the fan base. The guy's spiking the ball like Rob Gronkowski in the end zone. Like, he needs to get better. The Giants need to get better. He can't accept criticism. Get off the field. I mean, I love Bob Melvin. I love the Giants. But let's be real and face reality in its face. That's all I got.
Let's face reality in its face. I actually love that. That's Jordan in Walnut Creek. Richie and Queen said something interesting, though, and Jordan's kind of doubling down on that. Earning the right to talk about the fan base. And I do think this is an interesting...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.